The hospital district, now known as University Health System, submitted its proposal to Bexar County Commissioners with a tax rate that is unchanged from the last year. The fiscal 2015 budget is prepared after the 2014 tax rate is set. But University Health System President and CEO George Hernandez says the challenge is not estimating the tax rate needed to support the budget.
We do it in advance, and then we work to make sure that we live within our budget. But the challenges are the continuous cuts in reimbursement at the state and federal level. We're seeing in the neighborhood of $25 million in reduction in reimbursements.
He says a big problem for all health systems is the state's Medicaid reimbursement policy.
The Medicaid reimbursement in the state of Texas is at 51 cents on the dollar. The federal government allows them to pay the whole dollar, but the state legislature has been very conservative, and it really does not pay any hospital or any physician, what it's permitted.
The new University Hospital Sky Tower has an estimated $35 million cost increase, but Hernandez says the hospital system found ways to improve operating costs by reducing energy and other strategies. The budget proposed a tax rate of 27.6 cents per $100 valuation, which will mean a homeowner's tax for the hospital district will increase at the same rate that the home's value increased in the last year. The unchanged tax rate is expected to yield $323 million, or an additional $20 million for next year's University Health System budget. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.